Several Zimbabweans today thronged the cyberspace, posting congratulatory messages to U.S. President Barack Obama via social networks such as Facebook and Twitter, following his re-election, in which his Republican Party contestant, Mitt Romney, conceded defeat. Some Zimbabweans in Harare wore T-shirts emblazoned with Mr. Obama's face, while some gathered in small groups to celebrate near the American Embassy in the capital.
Obama!
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 Zvedu zvaita!
Vorane ndezvedu muZimbabwe!
Obama!
Clemens Gwekwerere of Harare's Glenora High Density Suburb says he is happy for Mr. Obama.
I'm so much happy. Very glad that Obama has gone into power for the second time. Because as for us in Zimbabwe, he's a human rights fighter, okay? And I'm very happy that he's continuing his work.
President of the Elected Councillors Association of Zimbabwe, Worship Dumba, echoed the same sentiments.
It has actually shown the whole world that democracy is unstoppable now. America, through Obama, has actually shown beyond any reasonable doubt that democracy is achievable. People should learn to appreciate mistakes from others and also appreciate all the good things that other people can do, other than thinking that it's only one person who can do the correct things.
Former Deputy Labour Minister Tracy Mutiniri, who was sacked from ZANU-PF, told Studio 7 that the U.S. elections were a reflection of the people's will.
I'm so delighted that Barack Obama has won his second election into the White House, and I congratulate him, and I'm sure most progressive forces and most Zimbabweans are congratulating Obama.
Mutiniri said the entire election process in the U.S. poll was democratic, unlike the previous elections in Zimbabwe.
It is unfortunate that the generals can say that they will not salute Prime Minister Tsvangirai in the event that he has won the elections. Generals should remain in the barracks and let democracy take its course. They should let the people choose to prevail.
Dumba urged President Robert Mugabe to learn from losing U.S. Republican candidate Mitt Romney to accept election outcomes should he lose the polls expected to be held in Zimbabwe next year.
I think the first thing that ZANU-PF should learn from the elections in America is first and foremost for them to withdraw from the war mode that they engaged in during the liberation struggle. It's no longer time to talk about the war or the war achievements anymore. It's now talking about development. There can be no development without democracy. ZANU-PF should actually learn here to accept defeat, to accept the will of the people, and also to learn to accept what can be good for the whole country and not for individuals.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, who is currently in the United Kingdom, also sent a congratulatory message to President Obama. Political analyst and Zimbabwe Democracy Institute director Pedzisai Ruhanya said several African states and the world at large should copy from the Americans how to conduct a free and fair election. He added that what is pleasing in the U.S. election is that the U.S. military did not dabble in political issues, unlike in Zimbabwe, where some army generals are on record saying they will not salute Mr. Tsvangirai if he is elected president because he does not have war credentials.
We did not see the like of drunk and misguided elements like Brigadier General Koldi Nikayaramba saying that they will not salute Tsvangirai if Tsvangirai wins the election. Tsvangirai wins the elections because the people of this country want him to be the president. If Professor Walsh Mengwe wins the election because the people want Professor Walsh Mengwe to be the president. And the sovereign will of the people must be respected.
Mr. Obama's re-election means that he will occupy the White House for a second and final four-year term. Mr. Obama and his losing challenger Mitt Romney of the Republican Party have said now that the election period is over in the United States, Americans should work together, despite their political differences, to ensure that the lives of the American people are uplifted. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.